Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back on Mix 104.1.
So we saw yesterday, Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker said 70% of the state's 361 or 371 school districts said they will offer hybrid or in-person learning this fall, with only about 30% proposing fully remote plans. Right. Now, the thing is, what is your school going to do?
Every school different?
Well, every school district has, a choice to make of how they're going to do it. Mm-hmm. For Boston Public, they have released two big things. Mm-hmm. One was like 60 pages. One was like 80 pages. A lot of summer reading for me this summer.
I do love thoroughness.
Oh, my gosh.
It brings me great joy.
There's beautiful images and graphics and charts, and they've done a very thorough job. But essentially said they want your opinion, right? And it's either going to be you can choose to remote learn for your kids, or you can do a couple of days a week is what it looks like. Or maybe if they're special needs children, having a more robust program that might be 4 or 5 days a week, something like that. So we have now Dr. Brenda Casilius from Boston Public Schools. Good morning, Dr. Casilius.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I think I echo what a lot of parents, at least for Boston Public, is, why don't we know yet? Like, can you make the announcement so that we can make the plans to figure out what we're going to do once they get back to class?
Well, I know parents want to know. We're working toward that. 70% of other districts are going hybrid and can make those announcements because they're much smaller and less complex than Boston. 24% of our students are special needs. We have a number of students that are English language learners, as well as high poverty, as you know. And then, of course, our facilities are very old, over 50% built before 1950. So we have quite a complex challenge in front of us. And we just wanted to make sure that our facilities were ready, that we have the safety protocols in place, and have our teachers back so that they can feel confident about opening school.
When you're having these conversations, is it with teachers, is it with parents, or is it with a school board? Pardon my ignorance on that.
Yeah, that's okay. No, it's everybody, right? So we've had over 60 different sessions. We've had about 30 with teachers, working groups, and looking at our academics, our operations, our safety. And we've also had them with our public. And you know, I personally have had a number of public Zoom calls with, and sometimes over 600 people on the call. So we've really been trying to engage as broadly as we possibly can to get a thoughtful and thorough analysis before making the decision.
From the 617, will parents and students have the option to opt out of a hybrid option, meaning 100% online learning?
Absolutely. We have always had that as an option for parents so that, if they have a child with an underlying condition or they themselves have an underlying condition, they will have the opportunity to opt out.
Okay. Let me ask you. I'm sorry, Kennedy.
No, you have the kid. I don't.
No. It's okay. I think we're all adults here.
Please.
So my question is, let's say my student goes back, Barrett goes back and with his pod, is what we're calling it. I don't know if that's what
is
you
that
guys...
Is that a group of kids who are going at the same time?
Okay. Yeah, so he's going, 2 days a week with his pod, and one of the kids in his pod has COVID-19. So does that mean we're shutting down the entire school? Are we shutting down the pod? And then also testing. Like, are you going to be actually testing kids every day or when they come into school?
COVID testing, you mean, not math testing. Both.
Yeah, right? No, the COVID testing. Like, how will he get quarantined because somebody in the school tested positive? Will the pod get quarantined? Like, what? How does that unfold?
Yeah, so that is explained in our nice 80-page document.
Yeah, Carson, didn't you read it?
Oh, I read it. That's why I'm asking.
Evening reading, but yes, indeed. Yeah, if a student is tested positive, they will be removed from the pod, and then if there are multiple people tested, and we think that it's a point at which we need to close the school, we will do that too. But the first is to close the classrooms because we are trying to keep these smaller family units together so that we don't have to interrupt the learning of everybody, so that everyone's not interacting.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We're talking to Boston Public Superintendent Dr. Brenda Caselius. What did you want to ask, Kennedy?
So last year, as we wrapped up the school year, it was pass-fail, right?
Yes. It wasn't. Yeah. It wasn't graded.
Will that continue in this school year, or are we going to try and get back to grades and such?
It's going to be as regular school as possible, so we will see using of grades A to F. And then the normal grading that we do in our elementary school. And so it'll be a regular grading period, and parents will have a little bit more progress reporting than is typical, because we want to make sure that students are engaging. You know, when we closed and remote, it was very challenging for us to have the data systems in the back end to know when students were not online. Now we can tell when they're online and when they're not online. We have new data systems that we'll be using and new ways to monitor our students and do real early interventions with students and families to give them the support that they need so the students are succeeding.
From the 585, how will you be making the technology in the classroom equitable to the students who aren't in the classroom?
Well, everybody will have a computer. Everybody will have Wi-Fi that needs it. And also with our English language learners, we're providing the headphones with the microphone on it. So we think that this is going to really help accelerate their learning and give them a better opportunity. There's also new technologies that we're using to capture and write success plans for students so that we can document the interventions that we're doing with them and keep track of them.
And will the kids be wearing their masks when they're sitting at their desks?
Yes, everybody must wear a mask, including the teacher and every staff member. We will not be accepting visitors, and so that's another way that we're keeping the students safe.
That's I feel better. Do you feel better, Carson?
Yeah, it's just a lot.
It is.
It's so much, right? You know, just trying to be safe in the middle of all of it, but still not knowing yet. We're still, you know, we're supposed to start school now in a month, and we don't know. And I think the big thing too
is like, it's coming, Carson.
I feel like she's laid out quite a bit here for you, Carson.
Why don't you share it with us right now so we can just all make the plan? Because like the thing for us is, we think we're going to try and create a pod for the other days of the week with. Maybe one of the students that he's in his pod with
right.
at school.
I love that.
So that he can spend one day at our house and one day at their house because, like, we have work.
I love that.
Right? So
we are really excited about a new opportunity with Boston After School and Beyond. I just want to be able to get that in there. We did a pilot this summer with some in-person opportunities. You know, they have over 150 local partners and nonprofits that they partner with, and they do such an amazing job with summer learning, over 16,000 students. And so they know that they have a bunch who are raising their hand and saying, I want to help during those 3 days that kids are out of school. Okay. And so we'll be working with Boston After School and Beyond, and you can go to their website and learn more about the opportunity.
Okay, and the most important question we have for you, as a hockey player, how are the Bruins going to do?
I think they're going to win. They're going to pull it out. So I'm really excited. I'm going to be watching. And
Dr. Caselius is like, thank God you asked me that question.
Because Carson won't leave me alone.
Is pasta playing this afternoon? Is pasta playing? Do you know?
Yes. You know, this is the first year out of 10 years that I'm not going to be able to play.
See, justice for Dr. Caselius.
Making sacrifices so that we can move forward.
She has to make all the decisions. You can't play hockey.
Thank
Justice
you so much.
Yeah. Will the school?
I just have to watch it and cheer on.
Will you guys be providing PPE for the teachers and the kids?
That's right. Yeah. So those that can't afford it, we are asking them to bring their own. But if they don't have it, we will provide it. We've ordered over 2 million masks.
Oh, wow.
Unbelievable.
You can imagine how complex it is when you have 53,000 students in a very diverse district with a lot of high needs. And so we're ready, and we want to be able to bring our kiddos back and provide for a great education for
and
them.
I don't know what you're paying my son's principal, Davis, but you need to pay her more money. Best principal
ever. We have some pretty awesome school leaders, and so
give them all the raises.
Back this week. They're
back because after buying 2 million masks, they got it. Right? Jeez, ease up, Carson.
Yeah. Our principals are back this week and doing anti-racist work and digging in and collaborating with one another on best practices around remote learning as well as hybrid learning. So just really excited to have them back, and teachers will be back as well.
Thank you so much, Dr. Castilius. We appreciate you taking some time this morning.
Thank you, Carson and Kennedy. You guys have a great day.
Bye.
Go Bruins. All right.
Go Bruins.
This is
Carson and Kennedy.
Only on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.